flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL. Our question of the day has grown legs at this point. Just being petty. If the person you hate the most were to experience one slight inconvenience every day for the rest of their lives, what would you choose it to be? And y'all got some petty in you. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Somebody said they always spill a bowl of cereal in their truck every day.
Hey.
I wonder who their enemy is. Somebody said every time they use a towel, it's wet, which is, you are a mastermind. You're an evil mastermind.
That's the worst.
Jerry Jones is your team owner. And then, of course, because I was asking like what the sports versions of it would be, every time it looks like you're going to have an explosive play, shoestring tackle.
He trips, trips on the yard line.
Every time. Just shoestring tackle. Like, oh, he's about to break it. He's about to. No. And that is a rush for 3 yards. Second down.
What about he might have gone all the way.
Or well, what about didn't. Or what about a negative penalty? So when you get that big play,
there's always a hole. There's always so you get the excitement.
Illegal
you're like,
block in the back.
Nope. Bringing it back.
Oh, it's coming back.
Mm-hmm. We will replay first down. all right. Let's go around the NFL now, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. If you got extra game day tickets, turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin with one of the big news items that happened yesterday, especially for them folks that love them some Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
Your Super Bowl will not be Jameis-less, Jameis Winston-less. Is the way that I wanted to say that. There
Chipotle.
We go. Yes, sir. I forgot about that job. That's right. The Chipotle man himself is going to be back in a bayou. Remember, he played in New Orleans for a little bit. I guess maybe.
He's from New Orleans.
He played. No, he's from Bama. He's from Alabama.
He's from Bessemer. Does he live there?
That's right. He's from the same place as D'Amico.
Remember, he played there. He played in New Orleans.
That's what it was. Okay. That's what it was. So he knows New Orleans.
Oh, 100%.
And that is why he is going to serve as a correspondent for Fox Sports Digital. Now, he's not going to be on the Super Bowl broadcast itself, but he will be around New Orleans. Doing some content. I imagine during the radio row, like we are out there. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a possibility that Sports Radio 610 bumps in to Jameis Winston.
That's an A-plus hire, man.
That's awesome.
That's a wonderful idea. I mean, it's not having them on the desk or anything like that. Just give me some good content around
Jameis,
New Orleans.
Go be yourself, is what they're saying. Remember, he's a big Popeyes guy, too.
Yeah.
He had that other...
Endorsement with Popeyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he had the locker room. He was explaining it to some teammates or something. There was a clip about that.
I do love that Fox Sports... Yes. Mm-hmm. I do love that Fox Sports, in announcing this, they headlined it on their own website. Jameis Winston, viral star, joined. what did he go viral for?
Everything.
What did he go viral for?
Yeah.
And yes, so I'm trying to get an idea of like what exactly his responsibilities will be. And of course, they link to the eating a W and all sorts of things for Jameis. But yeah, he will just be responsible for like creating, I guess, stories or whatever. He might be walking around amongst the people.
He needs to be Snoop at the Olympics. Everything. Just go out and do the town.
He'll take fans through a tour of Big Easy and a series of digital videos as he visits several of his favorite go-to spots.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it needs to probably be a little more organic than that, mm-hmm. but I'll take it. Yeah. I will take it and see. Because one of the things I appreciate about Jameis, he is being sincere. Like mm-hmm. it feels all of that to be that case. And you know, he has had a lot of moments where, with that sincerity, he has been absolutely hilarious.
He's awesome.
I want to see it. Now, we're around New Orleans. Like, how funny would it be? You said he's a Popeyes guy. If he's taking the people like to national chain type spots instead, like, you know, that person who they're giving you a tour. You're like, this is my city. Like, oh man, what's the best place to eat? All right,
the
Olive Garden has really, like, if you like Italian, I got this spot. It's called the Olive Garden. They got the tour.
But
of
that
Italy.
Would be Jameis.
I don't know if that would.
I could absolutely see him doing a little bit like that and being sincere.
I like the simple fact because you could tell he getting a little money for promoting little local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play this for y'all real quick. This is him promoting some, I guess it's like a seafood spot where you can buy crab legs and all that stuff.
What's up, y'all? Jameis here. As you make your plans for the big game, go right now to get a pound of free crab legs with the purchase of $250 or more from Fulton Fish Market, an official partner of SFC. So go now to FultonFishMarket.com/free crab.
I mean, Jameis knows there's one way you can get free crab.
He knows about free crab.
That's right. Yeah. No. But yeah, man, he's leaning into it, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of happy for him in that way that he's getting to enjoy it. And we'll see mm-hmm. how entertaining the content is. I trust him to be funny, but I will do wonder if he is trying to be entertaining.
He needs a reality show, man.
Oh, he'll get one. Oh, he absolutely will.
Does
have
he?
One.
Does he need a full reality
yes.
show?
I
think so.
Yes,
if they does. Do it right, it ain't got to be like a messy reality show. Yeah. Like just him being a family man, coming home to his kids and trying new things,
funny stuff he says.
I feel like Jameis
sincerely
just have him trying new things.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Jameis is fun in bits in like chunks. I don't know if I want like full 30-minute episodes.
I don't know. Like, I could see, you know, Snoop just dominated the Olympics because you never knew where he was going to be, what he was going to be doing. I could see Jameis doing that here and then maybe also like a reality show.
I think if you put him in the right situation where he tries some random weird stuff.
Yes,
and he could give his honest opinion mm-hmm. on different things, I think it'd be gold.
Jameis tries new things. There you go.
I think 2 Chainz at one point had a show like that on Viceland.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying something.
He too cool for school though, man.
Yeah, that's true. And it was also a really expensive things, which what a heady play, right? I will have a show where I try really expensive things, and thus mm-hmm. it is now incumbent upon the TV channel to pay for all these expensive things that I will try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really smart play. Yeah. Really smart play. Hard Knocks, Jameis Winston edition. Oh, goodness. That's a lot. That is a lot. All right. So, yeah, Jameis Winston will be a reporter Super Bowl week for Fox Sports. Some other things around the NFL. The NFL is taking a victory lap on one thing that they implemented this year, and that is the dynamic kickoff rule. They're mm-hmm. saying it worked as intended with more returns and fewer injuries. That is per Vice President, Executive Vice President. I can't leave off that executive of the NFL, Jeff Miller. He said that yesterday, that the league wanted to see more returns, more big plays, better starting field positions for the offense, and fewer injuries, and it got all of those things. 57% increase on returns. Starting line advanced several yards, according to them, more touchdowns and more dynamic kickoffs out past the 40 in this. How did you feel? Because, I mean, I feel like that is clearly a mm-hmm. positive spin by the people who implemented the thing, the people who are now telling you that we implemented a thing that worked. Pat on the back for us.
Well, it is, but I don't think they're making up numbers.
No, I wouldn't say they're making up numbers, but I'm just saying from your perspective as a viewer, did you feel like it was the success that they claim it to be?
As a viewer, and I don't know, are we supposed to say this or not? Because we all criticize the NFL about just about everything, and they deserve it oftentimes. I liked it. Okay. All they need to do is figure out an onside kick for all 4 quarters. You know? Because
one that you still have the element of surprise in is what you're
That's
going
all
for.
They need to do. Did y'all like it? I liked it.
I was down with it at first, but I kind of missed the old, like me watching college football kind of made me miss the old kickoff rule.
Yeah. Well, college is like probably going to change
their
rule.
How they be in the line and they be moving back and forth and then they all take off and run. Yeah. And try. I like that a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, me personally, I take it or leave it. Like, it did not feel like it was a major upgrade. But one thing I will say is, for me, with the kickoff, I don't know that I had a lot of, yo, this needs to change besides the health and safety aspects of it. And so if
that's helping, then I'm fine.
Sure.
With it.
I'm cool with that. It still feels like a play that is, or it does not necessarily feel to the level that they tried to sell it, where we are making this because we want this to be a football play. We want it to feel like a football play. It's still
more
does not
exciting.
Have, it does not have that feel to me personally. But if it is safer in that, if we can, you know, demonstrably say that, I'm cool. With
I just don't like the style of the new one, man, where it's just only the kicker moving.
Yeah.
It
takes some getting used to, and I think maybe I just got used to it.
It's hard to see it. That's one of the things, is like it's hard to kind of see what's happening with the flow until like the camera directly get, because when you have that wide shot and the ball is kicked, you're like, where is it kicked? Because usually you get a little feel of that with the flow of where guys are setting up in the previous iteration of the kickoff. Now it's just like, what's happening? They're all static. Has the ball even been kicked? And then you get a whistle and you're like, oh, I missed it. Somebody already kicked it.
Yeah.
Or I feel like, the whole flow of it. But we'll see if there's any like changes that are made. That's one of the things that the NFL does often, is that once they get to the offseason, if tweaks are necessary, like we know that replay is probably going to get some tweaks expanded.
And maybe the onside thing.
Maybe so. I don't know what the ultimate rule would be that fixes that, though. Like, again, having to declare, like, I understand why you have to do that because of the way that you've set this up. But this, at least this NFL coming out and having this posturing, it makes it feel like the dynamic kickoff is here to stay at the very least for another year.
Yeah.
Some other things around the NFL, there's obviously we have like the Shrine Bowl and we have the Senior Bowl, these kind of college football bowl game or games that like bring in all of the best talent so that they can basically serve as pseudo combines for to get more information for the scouting staffs of the NFL teams, get a better idea of what these guys that are coming into the league look like, and maybe give them something else to look at as opposed to just the tape of their games in college. Well, Shedeur Sanders is one of the, if not the most coveted players in this draft, if for no other reason than his name is Sanders, and he plays quarterback, and obviously he was a very, very, very well-watched, I guess, as a player at Colorado. Well, he did not practice at the Shrine Bowl at all, and it seems like that is not him posturing, but it seems like the Titans, the Browns, and the Giants all asked Shedeur Sanders to not practice at the Shrine Bowl.
I would. Those are the top three teams in the draft. That's 1, 2, 3, man. I mean, so.
So what's the reason?
They don't want him to get hurt.
Okay.
They don't want him to get hurt. And I mean, if I had one of those three picks, I'd ask. That doesn't mean he has to.
Yeah, and so Shedeur and his quarterback coach ended up deciding not to practice or participate in any of the Shrine Bowl practices as well. Obviously, they agreed. He's widely viewed as one of the top two quarterbacks with, of course, Miami's Cam Ward, and with Colorado played well, and then even played well in the Alamo Bowl. So I mean, I don't know that you're going to change people's perspective of you in practice or a search situation like that, but he was out there though.
His brother changed perspectives, apparently.
Who, Shiloh?
Yeah, apparently he was getting torched.
Well, I mean, yes, he was getting torched, but I don't know if that changed perspective.
Well, that's true.
I don't know that since he was, what was he? I think maybe a 3 or 4 star coming out originally into college when he went to South Carolina, if I remember correctly. Since then, like, he hadn't been, like, super highly regarded. He's just been, he followed his pops, and he played football for what felt like 7 years, and now He's a cornerback who is there, or like a defensive player. I don't remember if he's specifically a cornerback. I can't recall. I think he might have been safety.
Well, he was playing cornerback at the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, he's a defensive back for certain.
Yeah.
All right. And as we continue around the NFL, I found this to be interesting because of the interpersonal relationships here. I know that Painter Pendergast has been playing that audio with Ted Johnson.
Oh yeah.
Digging into this interpersonal relationship that is one of those store or conversation that you could have at any given time about the NFL, which is how much
what percentage?
Yes. How much credit do you give to Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick? And I don't know if this fully fits into that place, but I don't know. I have a hard time not thinking of it in that way, as apparently Bill Belichick suggested that the Super Bowl trophy be renamed. renamed to what you might ask? Mm-hmm. Renamed after Tom Brady. He said that because the Lombardi Trophy, named obviously after one of the great coaches in the history of the game, he said that coaches can't win games without players, so he suggested that you rename the trophy after Tom Brady, who won an NFL record 7 Super Bowl rings in his career, with 6 of those obviously coming in New England with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, look, I appreciate and kind of, you know, endorse the sentiment, you know, keeping things more modern. You know, sort of giving due to a player that is, at least for now, the greatest quarterback in history.
Yeah, because we all know Tom Brady does not get enough due.
Yeah, well, I'm saying
nobody sings the sentiment of Tom Brady
honoring the greatest quarterback in history with something. What I don't like is certain trophies, you could probably change the name. I don't think you can change the Lombardi Trophy. It's like generations have grown up with the Lombardi Trophy, the highest of the high.
I think he just kind of living in the moment too.
Yeah.
Because remember, I think they tried to do that with the, I think in the NBA, tried to name something like, I guess change the logo to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like people kind of just live in the moment where when something happened, they like, oh, we need to change it to something current. I don't think everything need to be changed.
I agree.
Yeah, I think what the NBA did might be somewhat, the NFL already has some of these, but the NBA, they named some of those other trophies.
Yeah, like do something like that.
No, you know, that's cool. That's cool. You know,
Eastern Conference Championship Trophy and the Western Conference and the MVP. Yeah, they've named those. But the NFL already has like the Lamar Hunt Trophy and some of those things. Like, I don't, maybe you start naming the MVP award after, you know, like maybe you start getting to that place. But I don't know that you changed the name of the trophy.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I don't think nobody complaining about the name of it or anything that.
Is that the second most prestigious trophy in American sports?
American sports is Green Jacket is number one.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Stanley Cup's number one.
Green Jacket is number one.
Disagree. Strong disagree.
But you're wrong.
There's no way. There's no way the Green Jacket's number one.
The Green Jacket is the most prestigious trophy in American sports.
713-572-4610. Please tell us, Dan. There's no way.
And you said Stanley Cup?
That's right. That is the most prestigious trophy in and of itself. This is the Stanley Cup. 100%.
What am I going to do with you?
What are you talking about?
No, it's up there. It's up there.
They literally put everybody's names on it, and you have the opportunity.
You're just caught up, and they get to take it home. Well, they get to
take it. Is that not part of the prestige?
They get to take home the Green Jacket.
Okay.
The Green Jacket.
Do they? Don't they have to leave it in the clubhouse?
No, you get to, they can leave it in their locker, but you get to take it home, especially the defending champion takes home.
Feel like it's better or is the best?
Yeah, you see somebody in that Green Jacket, you know exactly who he is and what he did.
Okay, and that does not work when somebody's carrying a 6-foot-tall trophy. Sure, that's right. What are you talking about?
It's the Green Jacket. It's not even close.
He didn't even go with like any of these other. Like he went to the Green.
Yeah. American sports. 100%.
Ah, okay. We've got some interesting. Somebody said World Series Championship. Heisman. Somebody said it's the Heisman.
Heisman's
idiots
up there.
Appreciate you calling us idiots on top of that. You don't have to do that. You hurt my feelings. Heisman's up there for sure.
Heisman's up there. All of them. Larry O'Brien's up there. All of them are up there. The Green Jacket is number one. It's number one.
Lombardi. Somebody said from a black man, Lopez is right. I'm a black man too. And I'm saying he's wrong. What now?
How did race get into this?
Wow. Wait a minute.
Always bringing up race. Y'all always bringing up race.
Here's the funny thing. I'm not even worried about the race. I'm just like, everybody came in real hot on this. Somebody was like, he said sport, not hobby, Lopez. I was like, damn, now golf is catching strays.
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Well, actually, guys, I said exactly what I said. Yeah, the defending champion gets to carry the Green Jacket for the first year. That's what I said. Yeah, for the year they get to keep it.
Okay,
Green Jacket.
There's a lot of people coming with you with the Green Jacket.
It's not close.
But I the Stanley Cup.
It's up there.
Stanley is like most coveted. All of these things, and the idea of taking it home, I think, matters in this, right? And the fact that it's the same trophy that they keep. It's not like replicas that they're giving out.
Yeah, that's cool.
And this is a big ass trophy too.
It's got a bunch of dents in it.
It does have a bunch of dents in it.
Yeah.
I'm amazed by
that. If that trophy could talk, by the way.
I am absolutely amazed by the people that are like, first thing we're going to do is drink out of this. And I'm like, have you not seen the nefarious things that we know that people have done with that trophy? Talk less of the disgusting things that we don't know.
How much sex has that trophy had?
Okay, so you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio.
That's a serious question.
What do you expect me to say to that?
Figgy.
You know Lopez, he's a lightweight kind of creepy guy.
What do you expect me to say to that, John?
Everybody's
Lopez?
Thinking it. You
know they're not.
You alluded to it.
Everybody, a.k.a. John Lopez.
Did you not allude to that?
No.
Yes, you did too.
I was talking about just like the nasty stuff that people have put in there. The like, not
nefarious things.
Yes.
How much sex has the Stanley Cup trophy had?
713-572-4610 if you would like to answer that question that John Lopez just asked over you know, FCC regulated airwaves. Wow. Unbelievable. I have a strong feeling that our program director will be walking in this break. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out. This is what happens on a Thursday, I guess, is that we end up doing stuff like this. Super Bowl number one for the 346. I disagree, but okay.
Yeah. Very good. I feel like the players don't even care about the Super Bowl stuff.
Well, I mean, they care about the Super Bowl.
Man, Tom Brady was throwing that
Super Bowl. He sure did. Yeah, but at that point, that was the number seven. Like, at that point, he had a few of them.
Yeah.
He was throwing it
over the bay.
He did not care.
That was like his seventh child. First child, you take him home, you like swaddle him. Seventh child, you're like, get home safe, kid. I'll catch you at the crib. All right, coming up next, Rockets back in action tonight. They're facing off against the Memphis Grizzlies with an opportunity to sweep them in play this year. How big is that? What are the stakes on this game? We'll discuss that next.